All across the nation, Americans have said that while a vigorous response to terror is necessary, a system designed to spy on Americans in America is not. It's not only unnecessary, it's contrary to the freedoms that the war on terror aims to protect. As it stands, the Total Information Awareness Program would use technology to pick regular Americans up by the ankles and shake them to see if anything funny falls out. But there is a clear line between something that allows for tracking individuals where there is a known track record of terrorist activity, suspicious activity linked to terrorism. There is a difference between that and, in effect, standing by while the government shines an indiscriminate spotlight into the private lives and dealings of law-abiding Americans of this country on their own soil. If, in fact, the Total Information Awareness Program doesn't threaten the civil liberties and privacy of the American people, then the folks over at the Defense Department need to come to the United States Congress and make that clear. They need to do what they have not done to date, and that is explain more about what this program will do and how it will do it. The fact of the matter is, this body is in the dark about the Total Information Awareness Program, the most expansive and most far-reaching surveillance program that's ever been proposed. Congress has not been informed as to what safeguards and constitutional protections would be in place when this program goes forward. Therefore, my view is that this Congress had no choice but to pursue answers and explanations before allowing the program to proceed.